Hey, how's it going, everybody? RC Maxfield here with Osimo Fantasy Football for my top five waiver wire targets for week 14 as we get you set up for the fantasy football playoffs just 1 week away. And if you're watching this, I know that you are in the fantasy football playoffs. I am. I know that you are too because, well, you're watching Osimo Fantasy Football channel. So, of course, we've got you set up for success in your fantasy football playoffs. All right, let's jump into my top five waiver wire targets for week 14, starting off with number five. At number five, I bet the Tennessee Titans still wish they had my number five week 14 waiver wire target on their team. Of course, I'm talking about wide receiver Josh Reynolds. Reynolds is now on the Lions and in an offense that, well, to say the least, isn't great. You want volume, and that's what Reynolds provides. In his last 2 weeks in Detroit, Reynolds has averaged 6 targets and 69.5 yards per game. Listen, those numbers aren't going to blow your mind or anything, but those are solid wide receiver 3 numbers in a PPR league. The Lions will be in a lot of negative game scripts moving forward and to end the season, but that helps Reynolds in his fantasy outlook. Add Reynolds in 12-team leagues or deeper and use him when the matchup is right. At number four, I told you last week to pick Russell Gage up. Did you listen? I sure hope you did, as he recorded a stat line of 11 catches for 130 yards on 12 targets in week 13. We will take those, if you ask me. Over the last 3 weeks, Gage has averaged 9 targets, 7.3 receptions, and 80.3 yards per game. Those are week in and week out viable wide receiver 3 numbers with high wide receiver 2 upside. His schedule moving forward is favorable, as in, well, the fantasy playoffs, he'll be placing off against the 49ers, Lions, and Bills. Two of those 3 matchups are great, with the Bills matchup yet to be determined with the loss of Tre'Davious White in their secondary. Pick up Gage in the 66% of leagues he is available and feel comfortable starting him as a flex wide receiver or wide receiver 3 moving forward. At number 3 for my waiver wire targets here in week 14 is a running back that has at least 14 touches in back-to-back weeks on a team that has no real clear lead running back while their main running back is hurt. Of course, I'm talking about Jets running back Tevin Coleman. And listen, I'm throwing up right now talking about Tevin Coleman, but that's where we're at this point in the fantasy season. You need viable running backs, and if you have a lead running back on a team on your waiver wire, go pick him up. And Coleman is rostered in 41% of leagues, but should be rostered in closer to 80. With all of these injuries, as I mentioned, take the free space when it comes to a starting running back on a team, add him to your roster, and view him as a viable option as a flex or low-end running back 2 on your roster. Listen, it's not going to be the sexy plug-and-play kind of guy off the waiver wires, Tevin Coleman, but he is going to be a solid depth running back moving forward while Michael Carter is unavailable. At number 2, I have, well, I just don't know what to say at this point about the Eagles' backfield other than I guess I'm ready to be hurt again. Kenneth Gainwell is rostered in only 12% of Yahoo leagues. Once again, I looked like a viable running back in week 13. Gainwell had 17 total touches and totaled 87 yards and added a TD for good measure in a game that was just bananas against the Jets. Look, Miles Sanders is the lead back in Philly, but it's clear that the Eagles, as frustrating as it is, will be using a running back by committee approach. Add Gainwell, and much like Tevin Coleman, who I mentioned earlier, add him to your RB depth on your squad and play the matchups accordingly. After a week 14 bye, the Eagles play Washington, the Giants, and then Washington again. Sign me up for that schedule. Even if it is a running back by committee approach, I think Kenneth Gainwell could be a viable flex option in those matchups if we can predict who's even going to be the RB2 behind Miles Sanders, and I think that will be Kenneth Gainwell moving forward. Before we get to my number one waiver wire ad for week 14, we have partnered with Yahoo Fantasy this NFL season to bring you some great offers. Check out our exclusive limited time offer, which gets you 1 free month of Osimo Plus Platinum. Wait, let me read that one more time. 1 free month of Osimo Plus Platinum? All you have to do to qualify You need to be new to Yahoo, sign up for an account via the link below, deposit, and play. Let me repeat that one more time. All you need to do to qualify is be new to Yahoo, sign up for an account via the link below, deposit, and play. That's it. Yahoo will send us your name after you play in your first paid contest, and we will reach out via email with your coupon. If you need immediate access, email us at support@osimo.com, and we'll get you all set up. You can also claim a free $10 below, which can be used to enter any Yahoo contest, including Sunday's $1 million baller. Make sure to use our DFS tools and projections designed specifically for Yahoo to give yourself the best shot at winning big. My number one waiver wire target for week 14 is none other than New Orleans Saints quarterback Taysom Hill. Look, rushing quarterbacks are a cheat code in fantasy football. Want proof? Taysom Hill in week 13 on Thursday night against the Cowboys threw for 264 yards, two TDs, and four interceptions. With those passing stats, there's no way he could be a top five quarterback on the week, right? Wrong. He added 101 yards rushing to give him 24.66 fantasy points on the week. I legit don't care if Taysom Hill is a bad passer, which he 100% is. It doesn't matter because he's always a threat to run. If healthy, Hill is a QB1 for the rest of the season and a potential league winner at the quarterback position, an absolute rarity this late in the fantasy football season. Now, those are my top five week 14 waiver wire ads. And listen, I get it. It's this late in the season. You're thinking, RC, how am I going to add Taysom Hill? And when would I ever start him? Listen, don't question it. It's science. Russian quarterbacks just have broken fantasy football. Use one while you can. And Taysom Hill is just that. If I missed anybody on the waiver wire, let me know down in the comments below. I love interacting with all of y'all and hearing y'all's opinions. Listen, I'm trying to set y'all up for success heading into the playoffs. It's kind of crazy. Week 15 playoffs. I used to make fun of those people that played in week 17 playoffs in terms of their championships. And now, well, that's the norm with a week 18 on the horizon this season. Listen, if you haven't already, hit that big red button, like the video, and turn on the notifications as well to stay in the know all year long on your fantasy football rosters and keeping you up to date right here on Osimo Fantasy Football. I'm RC Maxfield. I'll be back next week, and hopefully you'll be in the playoffs and getting a few of these guys off of the waiver wire that I mentioned in the video to help you set yourself up for success heading into your fantasy football playoff. Catch y'all next time, guys.